Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Man, after last night's Tom Brady roast, to be honest with me, do you think I should pick up my podcast, my stand-up career? You have a little book. Okay, just got it. Well, you did. Like, I couldn't leave it. I couldn't leave your booger hanging throughout the whole video.
Yeah, that would have been distracting. Well, appreciate
it. It would have been so distracting. Do you think I should pick up stand-up again after Tom Brady's epic? I mean, I think we just witnessed one of the greatest pieces of live comedy in maybe since like Chappelle released that first Netflix special, which wasn't even live. How many years ago? 3 years ago? Now?
Let's go. Do you want to go back to the original question about should you
get back
in the stand-up comedy?
Yes.
Be
honest.
No. The answer is no. And it's not because of ability, because you are very funny.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Mm-hmm. It's because of availability, because stand-up comics have horrible hours. You go to bed somewhere between 8:45 and 9:30 every night. The fact that we stayed up late last night to watch the Tom Brady roast is remarkable in itself.
Bro.
And unless there are like matinee stand-up performances.
Well, I would start them. That's like, I would start the revolution. Mm-hmm. I would go around to drag shows in Los Angeles and I would say, let me open for you. Let me do some crowd work. Let me do a set. Mm-hmm. 10 to 15 minutes. That's all I want to do. And I, you know, like an hour long special on Netflix. How many hour long comedy specials do we even make it through from Netflix? We don't. Like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then we're good. Mm-hmm.
Just a tight 15 and knock it out.
Yes.
There might be a market. You might actually have the monopoly on the stand-up specials at 11 a.m. on a weekday.
I was so inspired last night. Did you anticipate Tom Brady's roast on Netflix being that good?
I'm a big fan of roasts.
And, oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I actually participated in one in college, and the roasts are, I'm a big fan of the of insult humor and joke humor and the subculture. I'm also a student of the subculture of comedy, and I enjoy watching comedians joke about each other because there's just a cadence and a rhythm to all of it. And we saw, you know, we saw
greatness.
Jeff Ross is he's the roast master general for a reason. Nikki Glaser is very, very good at what she does. And then some of the other comedians who Tony Hinchcliffe, who came on, he writes apparently for some of the roasts. So it's a unique brand. It's not your paint by numbers set of jokes. You know, it's very specific and can be very biting. But I love the whole concept of it. And I remember watching Friars Club roasts on Comedy Central in, like, I think it was late 90s. And that then begot the whole comedy roast special of where they disassociated themselves with it. But I still remember watching them in the late 90s, early aughts, and just being tickled by all of them.
It was, first of all, I owe an apology to Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, you and I start the special, we're like, ugh, Kevin Hart. Name a joke that you've thought is funny from Kevin Hart. Kevin, you know what Kevin Hart should do is host.
He's a good MC.
He's a fantastic, fantastic MC. The Oscars need to rehire him. Because remember, he got fired because what they find, gay jokes or something?
Yeah.
Nobody cares now. Anyway, he needs to be hired. He was a fabulous host. He was funny. Mm-hmm. He had some good lines. He's great in small doses. And I think
it was a short joke, right?
Yes, it was so good. Nikki Glaser, I don't think gets enough. I don't even think she gets enough credit. She's actually, to me now, she's in my top probably 3 to 5 of all-time female women comics. I don't think there's many other female comics that could have come out last night. She stole the show.
She's very good.
Tony Hinchcliffe came on, and then he stole the show. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, she and Drew Bledsoe stole the show.
Mm-hmm. The thing with roasts, especially when there is someone who's not a comedian being roasted and non-comedians on the dais, it can go wrong very quickly, right? Where you have, like when Gronk went off script, it got weird.
Oh, yeah.
But if like Robert Kraft was great, he was like 2 minutes. He said his jokes. Peyton Manning was great. He came in, he delivered it. And what I appreciate about Peyton Manning was his jokes were funny and like they weren't crass. And I think one of my faults with comedians is that they might lean on curse words and vulgarity as a crutch.
Yeah.
Where you just let the joke speak for itself. I'm much more of a Seinfeld approach to joke telling, where if you need to use a curse word to get your point across, the joke's not funny. It doesn't mean you can't curse, but the joke should sit for itself. Like when Gronk made a comment about, you know, Julian Edelman, you know, coupling Brady's balls. Like, you just let the joke speak. You don't have to like pretend to couple it and then swallow, you know, a schween in the process to deliver the punchline. But it can go very wrong very quickly. But even the non comedians, I thought, did a pretty good job of getting their jokes off.
So good. It was some of the best live comedy ever. They were all so good. Tony Hinchcliffe, I had never heard of, but now I'm a huge fan. And his podcast is trending today. Kill
no,
Tony.
No free plugs. No,
oh,
free
well,
plugs.
Too late. Okay. He deserved it for that. He was so good. Now everything was amazing. But I have 1,000 questions. When they do a, because all these people that were on stage there last night are so busy. They're touring. Tom Brady promotes like 10,000 things. Mm-hmm. How much do you think they rehearsed? How many rehearsals? It went so smooth. I was like, God, this seems like it's weeks and weeks of
work. I'm sure they've done run-throughs. And I don't think there was, I don't think they did like a dry run or a dress rehearsal.
Wow.
I think they probably did some prep of making sure lighting was right, sound was right. Maybe some people came in and told jokes that weren't actually on the show. But from a production standpoint, it was great. And now most of those comedians are in town for the Netflix's Joke Festival.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think it was difficult to get them to be here in the Kia Forum for that night, because they're all in town anyways for it. But to get them all to align and do it, that took a whole lot, I'm sure. But I, the only,
I loved it.
Yeah, the only beef I have. I mean, well, we can talk about a couple of other oddities, but it was a 3-hour roast.
They could have wrapped it at two and a half.
Not everyone needs to speak.
No, yeah. No. A lot of people spoke. Randy Moss was so fun there. Mm-hmm. It was great to see him, but I didn't need. I could have done without Randy Moss. Yep. I could have done without Ben Affleck too. Sorry.
Ben Affleck was a little odd, but he. Then again, so is he. I liked his jokes about, himself, because he is a widely.
He's become a character.
He is a character himself. He was a little odd. Kevin Hart did start like either picking a booger out of his nose, or maybe he was taking a little bump in between bits. But the two bears, they were off. Burt Kreischer and Tom Segura. They're funny, but
they're so funny.
Not all comedy translates to roasts. And that's why you're like Jeff Ross is such a good roast master or roaster. And his stand-up is still good, but like his stuff translates there. You can be insulting and self-deprecating, it's all incredibly fun to watch.
It does seem all these comics. It's Theo Von. To me, Theo Von is the podcast. Him on the podcast with just observations. He's mm-hmm. so brilliant. But then when you watch his stand-up, I just don't get it. Yeah. I know it doesn't translate for me. I've got to find my niche. Am I going to be a roast master? Am I going to be a drag master? I was so inspired, but I was texting our friend Andrea Lopez Comedy because she was also inspired. But I said, the reason we're inspired is you're looking at the greats of the greats of the greats who have been doing it 20, 30 years, who bombed for a decade, and then now they just know what's going to work.
Correct. And they are, and one of the things that's often challenging for stand-ups during roasts is that they have jokes, but then once someone makes a similar joke, they have to cross that off their list. So because you don't want to make the same joke over and over again, or you might make the same themed joke, Gronk being stupid, Julian Edelman being, riding Tom's D. Randy Moss is from West Virginia. Like there are certain themes that will repeat themselves, but if someone has a joke that's similar to yours, you quickly have to revise it or scrap it all together. So, it behooves you sometimes to be the first one up.
Who do you think got roasted the hardest? Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable, with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it up into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Well, here, there's, we'll talk about, we'll go back to Robert Kraft in a second, because I think.
I didn't think that was even that bad.
Well, let's talk about that and then come back to the who got roasted. The Robert, when Brady told Jeff Ross, hey, Robert Kraft's off limits,
I think he was joking.
Well, no, because there are, generally speaking, the roastee can say, hey, certain things are off limits. Like if there's something sensitive in your life, you know, like a death in the family or something, some sort of trauma or drama that occurs, they can say, I don't want this being discussed. Like Pam Anderson did not want anything about Hep C in her roast, you know, 20 years ago. So that's off limits. Everything else is on. And Brady let a lot go. But when it came to Robert Kraft, I mean, Robert Kraft's in his 80s. He's probably like, that was probably something that was off limits that wasn't discussed. And Brady quickly is like, I need to shit can this as quickly as we can. Otherwise, Robert Kraft, this nice, supposedly nice 80-year-old man, is just going to take shrapnel on shrapnel from all these stand-ups. But who got hit the hardest? Giselle.
Yeah, me too. My Giselle award goes to Giselle.
But she also got, I mean, like,
she's
got,
an amazing person.
She got hit hard, but not, it was more about Brady's divorce from her and that she's getting, you know, satisfied now by her judo instructor. That would be tough to hear.
I think it was more offensive to her. I was just like, oh my God, they're using this woman. This woman's fucking name is dragged through the mud for this guy. Like, this woman has given up her career and heart and soul to get him those trophies. She was roasted the hardest.
Kim Kardashian got hit hard too.
What did you think? So people have two gripes. Or was Aaron Hernandez's corpse?
That's
so bad.
Yeah, that was rough.
Do you think so? Aaron Hernandez is, I don't know if they were ever married or just fiance. She's come out. She thinks it's disgusting. She has to raise their 11-year-old daughter in this world. And then Kim, a lot of people.
Well, Aaron Hernandez thing is I mean, it's a tragedy. While he clearly had his demons and was not a good person with his actions, he's still got family. That's the hard part. It's like the people who are watching this are like, oh, I know Tom Brady. I want to hear this. And then all of a sudden you hear about, you know, your ex-husband or your kid's father or a cousin or whatever being dragged through the mud. That's where the it can be real. So I get that. But Kim Kardashian, you know what? She signed up for it. She is famous or infamous and makes $1 billion a year. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for her being made fun of.
Well, some people did, but I thought she was so great about it. Giselle by far was number one, I think, worst roasted. Tomlin came in fifth. I didn't even think it was that bad towards him, really. The crypto stuff was excellent.
That was very funny.
That was excellent. And the Bill Belichick stuff was amazing.
Bill Belichick was great.
Who knew this man had such a personality? He's amazing.
You know, we talked a little bit about him during that Patriots documentary on Apple. But when you get Belichick talking, and he's shown it recently with the NFL draft coverage, and he's going to be on the Manning podcast or the Manning cast on Monday Night Football. He I think has some personality, but he's just very guarded. You know, it's do your job and
how uncomfortable was that shot moment where I think Bill Belichick really is over Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bob Kraft was really trying to cheers him. I think he's so over it. But he was a really good sport. It was phenomenal. At first, when it started, I thought to myself, why is Tom Brady doing this? This guy's such an egomaniac. Then I like fell in
then
love with him all over
again.
You realize
he was an egomaniac, and that's why. He's like, I'm going to sit on here and take this abuse and be a good sport about it. And
unbelievable.
You know what? When you're Tom Brady and you're on some sort of super Ozempic that collapses your cheeks into, like, I mean, he was very skeletal. I mean, you look at the pictures they put up of him
The
early 2000s. He's had some work done, clearly.
Yes, he's had a lot of work
done,
for sure.
But he looks very, maybe it's just work being done, but the guy is a millionaire and he's living his life, and
he looks so good.
Yeah.
It was everything and more.
No, I liked it. It was long, but it was enjoyable to watch, and it's live comedy. It's to see some people at their peak perform is always fun.
God, we saw Jeff Ross back on my DC 107.3 Serotonin Mel days at some high-end steakhouse in Las Vegas. And Mel, and there was another radio girl with us, and she was really, it was a long story, because then she wanted to hook up with my cousin, and I can't remember if my cousin was engaged.
Let's stick to the
Anyhow,
Jeff Ross
there was
story.
Hope, and then we didn't tell her that, my God, it was a whole thing. So, but the girls had said, Jeff Ross was so into Mel and this other girl. And I don't know why we didn't, I don't know. I think maybe Jeff was leaving the restaurant, and I'm so upset now. If I had it to do over again, I would have made those, I would have been like, ladies, let's go. Like,
Go service this comedy legend.
Work this. I mean, we have got to. I mean, he's just so great. And when Nikki Glaser basically said he can't get a woman wet unless she has to roll him back into the ocean, I mean, he looks like an ocean creature.
He's not an attractive man.
Oh my God. It was epic. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, okay, it was so good. So we're still talking about it in our household. I actually think none of my audience, I think I've received two messages from women that follow me that were like, oh, I enjoyed it. And Andrea Lopez comedy. I think no one else.
Well, good thing we're spending the first 15 minutes of this podcast
no
talking
one's interested.
About it. Give the people what they want.
No one's interested. Okay. All right, let's move on. So first of all, we need to make a correction here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You did not lose us $30,000.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Man.
Thank you.
Now that deserves a blowjob. You have saved us. Long story short, we knew it was kind of like potentially a tax issue. Mm-hmm. It was resolved through some accounting work.
We got it sorted.
Okay, this is amazing work.
Yep.
This is amazing
work. No longer in the doghouse.
No longer in the doghouse. Everybody was concerned. I actually got messages from your side of the family and your brother who was concerned. He didn't know if he should bring it up. He thought it was a very touchy subject. What?
This is why I don't like our personal stuff, because...
Get over yourself. Get a tough skin like the Roastmasters. Come on, please. People think about it for like a week and then they move on.
Okay, fair
Get
enough.
Over yourself.
Right.
Otherwise, you're always going to be a hermit, you know, at that Uplift desk, just going from up
Shout
and down.
Shout out Uplift desk. It's really been a great addition to our house, and please use the code...
Yeah, but
TSFS 25.
Yes.
All right.
Well, a TSFS for 5% off your entire order. But they have incredible
customer service
and products.
Yep.
But if I didn't do this for you, you would be living behind that desk. I mean, it would just be soccer stats.
Oh, wow. You are, you know what?
I've said this before.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Sometimes
you do wear a cape, though. So,
love to do a roast for you. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, my God. I have so many good ones. So many jokes.
We could put a roast for you, too.
Ooh, what would you have to say?
Oof. Let me work on some material.
I'm trying to think if I have an Achilles heel. Not really. The BO. No, it's just the shots at your family, really, because that's like the hardest part, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
Fuck off. All right. You know what? Let's move on. Fuck you. All right. We have a question. So KJ's in speech therapy, doing amazing. Did a little Instagram video over the weekend and shared with people. And I had him say things like, hi, everybody. And he goes, hi, everybody. You know, he's so sweet and coming along. But I was talking to a friend of mine, multiple of my friends. And I wanted to ask you this. We have the question, do you think kids today are being too tested and too analyzed? Because with KJ switching over to a new speech therapy system. He has to now go through the LAUSD, the school district, right? We were offered a psych evaluation for our three-year-old. Doesn't that seem crazy? And I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine. Her daughter, she is going through all this testing because they believe. Now, the daughter has never been diagnosed. They believe she has a moderate chance of being on the spectrum, of being autistic. And it's like, okay, well, what? I mean, how many tests do we need to do here before we just say, okay, she is, or maybe let's not do any more testing and we'll just come back in a year? And you and I, even you and I going to the pediatrician, they seem like they're being tested all the time. Mm-hmm. The pediatrician said to us, who I actually really love, our pediatrician, because he's not an alarmist. But he said to us, how many foods does KJ eat? Does KJ eat more than 20 foods? And you and I sitting there going, I don't know. He doesn't really eat that well now. And he's like, well, all right, we'll keep an eye on that, because if he only eats 20 foods, you know, he could have something going on with his palate, of his mouth. It might be a texture issue because he's in speech therapy. This just seems to me, is it me or is it my tinfoil hat? Is it becoming almost an industry to test these kids constantly at such a young age when they've only been out of the womb for 3 freaking years? I mean, give them a second to warm up.
I feel like we're inching toward Joe Rogan status here.
Well, I love Joe. So
let's talk about the science, which neither you or I are certified or qualified, but we'll talk about science in general.
Nobody is, but everyone speculates.
Yeah, the doctors
now.
Or scientists, they are qualified.
I think they don't know everything.
Correct. Well, this is reality. And I look back to when I grew up, right? When we grew up, because I'm not that much older than you. You are younger than me, though, so much younger. For those of you guys looking at or listening,
are you waiting for an applause? No, this is like a joke that bombed. Okay, Randy Moss.
Wow. Okay. The reality is, what people can be diagnosed for is far more detailed than it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And I remember growing up, we had a special education wing in my school, and I'm sure there were only a handful of diagnoses for the students who were there, but the reality is there is a spectrum, and being able to understand what conditions a child has and this early intervention that is preached is beneficial, because if there is someone who has a learning disability or some sort of functional issue, get them into training early so they can
develop. That's what they preach, early intervention.
There's probably also this industry of over-diagnoses when it comes to, it's like, oh, KJ is screaming, you know, and when he gets upset. Is he autistic? Is he on the spectrum? No, I don't think so. He's a toddler who can't regulate his emotions and is struggling with his speech. So he expresses himself at screaming or hitting things because he doesn't have the words yet. So all the, you know, we took early intervention with his speech therapy because his vocabulary was not too deep, and he was having trouble enunciating certain syllables. So like we took the step to do it, but I do think there is like for some people who overreact or panic.
Okay, but we have gotten to the point that we are saying no, because the psych eval thing, and again, everybody that recommends this, they're very lovely. They're really lovely. I know they're just doing their jobs, but you and I talked about it, and thankfully to you, you were like, absolutely not. That's insane for a three-year-old. Well, I'm like, thank you. I mean, unless there was some, and to me, this is my role. This is my testing, okay? This is what, now I'm not a scientist either, but.
Full disclosure.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney Podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
But here's my thing. With all these kids, I think it's getting to be bananas. Because if KJ is on the spectrum or has speech problems or, you know, the other thing they were like, wow, you know, he's super active. It's always hard to tell. Could he have ADHD? Is he super active? It's like he's 3.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, it's like if 3 independent, different people who do not communicate say to us individually, hey, you know what? It seems as though he... something seems off or we've noticed this, then I feel like that's a sign to like go have him evaluated.
Yep.
And it was interesting with speech. My girlfriend Sue, who has 3 kids, when she met him, I can't remember, I think KJ was a year older, a little older than that. She was like, oh, is he speech delayed? She like knew instantly because I think they had a child that was speech delayed. And then a couple other people, the pediatrician had said it to us. We were looking at books and we noticed, you know, he didn't have whatever words. Okay. To me, there's 3 different independent surveys. But, I mean, are you kidding? This is like crazy, what they're doing now.
I, too, am not a scientist. However, I work with kids.
Yes.
And I can be objective when looking at our own child and say, yeah, he needs help here. He needs help there. And without naming names, you know, but we were recently around some kids who we're not familiar with. And as I watched this one kid play with KJ, I said, there's something there might be something with this one child. And it's not passing judgment. It's just there are some traits that I recognize when I work with kids in terms of how I need to communicate with them. And I don't think our son is in that, but to the extent, is there an over-diagnosis? I don't know. I think there's probably more of a concern, and there's also far more opportunity. The comparison I'll use is when one of the last pregnancies we've had, when we had genetic testing done, and there was something like how many different genes tested.
Now I think it was... Was it 380 we did or something?
Right. And then the previous pregnancy was something like 100. So just within a year or two span, there was this increase in what could be identified. And I think every year there's more and more that's being identified because there's better testing, there's better science. So it's great that it's available, but I also think there is a level of panic that sometimes gets set in when this amount of testing. The other thing that I look at long term with the amount of testing or diagnoses that's going on is for some kids, they are getting these IEPs where, frankly, it's for the kids who are, you know, more functional than others, you're setting them up for failure, like where kids can take tests and retake them and they don't have deadlines on their projects. Like that's where it can be problematic. But
I think they're terrifying, these parents. When I talk to parents now, it's so hard. They, you know, they're labeling all these kids. I mean, if we sat down, I would imagine half of all of our friends with children under the age of five, all of them now have some sort of diagnoses. That's crazy.
Well, that might just be the science. I think it's
okay. Well, then someone explain to me, school me.
Okay.
Let's
get an expert on here and saying how that there are variations in every child. And there are also similarities.
This is where, show me the long-term research of how it's helpful.
How about we Google it?
That these kids are all labeled. Show me that. This is the other, now I see this less, but when we first moved here 2 years ago, you would go to the playground sometimes and you would see parents with gender-neutral toys, okay? Mm-hmm. And there was this, not often. I want to say of all the times I've been to the park with KJ, on three occasions, three different moms had bring up something about gender neutral toys or introducing dolls to their son, mm-hmm. or trying to, and most of the time the kids will not play, like whatever their gender is, they play with usually mm-hmm. what's in that, right? But the parents are trying to be more inclusive, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, okay, but show me the science. Show me the science of how this is beneficial to your child.
Put your computer in.
Oh, well, okay, you're interrupting my rant here.
Sorry.
You know what?
Trying to make sure our laptop doesn't shut down.
I'm on a roll here.
Well, you don't want to power down while you're in the middle of a roll here.
Trying to audition for the Rogan Experience Network and you're...
Sorry. We'll get you fitted for a tinfoil hat in a moment.
This is my last thought.
Okay.
Again, if introducing KJ to Barbie dolls will help him be smarter.
I don't think there is a science to that.
Are we doing this? Then give me some long-term research.
We're talking about two different things here. One is a parenting approach.
You're not.
No, we are. We're talking about.
It's the same thing. It's child development. It's child development okay. and
so
it's child.
Allow me to finish. The first item we talked about was our kids being overdiagnosed. And I don't necessarily think that is a problem. The parents who want to influence their child's development by bucking societal standards. I'm going to let my child wear a tutu because they want to wear a tutu, or I think that's a whole different animal. And like our son likes cars and trains and sports, so that's what he likes. He does. And guess what? If we put a Barbie doll out there, I don't think he's going to touch it. But you know what? Give your kids exposure to different toys and see what they do. And I know like you don't necessarily have to shoehorn. I'll use I thought it was kind of cool. We were down in San Diego this past weekend visiting my cousin. They have three daughters and they had a bunch of Legos out, right? Technically they're the girl Legos, right? But they're Legos and that's great. Let them play with toys. Expose them to it. But every now and then you get some, extreme liberal who wants to shoehorn certain things into their kids' lives. And that is where I think you and I can both agree, you know.
I think parents are afraid. I think they're trying to do what's best and then they get caught swept up in this. Well, because the thing that you realize about all these programs, speech therapy, we're the ones that have to do the work. It's not, you know, it's like, okay, here's your list of tasks. I don't want to do that. My parents didn't do that.
Look how well you turned out.
I think I'm doing all right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they told you, like our parents, you know, I mean, yes, they'd help you with homework when they knew what to mm-hmm. do. But I mean.
Yeah. Being involved in your kid's life, what a drag.
It's kind of a drag. Mm-hmm. I keep him safe. I feed him. I love him. I nurture him.
We need to go back to the 80s where you kick him out the door for the during the day and be like,
do.
Go ride your bike somewhere.
Now, parents.com says that along with cognitive benefits, gender neutral toys allow for creative hands-on play that helps instill confidence in children of all genders. However, this story was partially conducted by STEM company the Toy Association. So
big toy. That's how they get you.
It's a toy trend that's definitely going to continue. Why are gender neutral toys important? With gender neutral toys, kids are free to explore their interests based on their preferences, not according to how society pigeonholes them. Now, this is according to the PhD author of the book From Entitlement to Intention, Raising Purpose-Driven Children. Oh, please.
Here's what you do. Ready? When we go pick up KJ at preschool, they're usually in the courtyard and they're riding bikes and playing with toys. And there's a variety of toys. There's that little, like, kind of like a, not a dollhouse, but like a playhouse. Then you'll see boys and girls in there. They'll be on bikes. They'll be in the sand pit. And they'll be doing all sorts of things. You just let the kids expose. KJ has that stupid elephant toy on wheels that he just loves to push up and down and push it as fast as he can. And you know what? Great. Let him play with the toys. Take your kid to when they go to Target or Walmart, take them through the toy aisle, see what piques their interest and let them, you know, pick that out for their birthday gift or for the, you know, report card gift. Just expose your kids to different things. But I think sometimes people try to do it as a badge of honor and like, look how evolved I am. My child is wearing gender neutral clothes. Like,
they always have to announce it. Name a parent that goes to the park with gender neutral toys that doesn't let you know. And with that, the roast is over.
Okay. what else we got?
That's it. It's a quick show today.
Wow.
Yes, it's a quick show.
Well, it was great to be back on the pod.
I want a live interactive audience because I want people to heckle us and try.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Roast me. You know, let's hear it.
We should do that.
Talk about listener submissions.
Let's get the best roast, top 10. And the winner, as voted by me and Sarah, and maybe like a third person, a tiebreaker, gets what? Like some swag or
I'll send you a bunch of Sarah Fraser TSFS swag.
How should they roast you? What should they send
the
you?
TheSarahFraserShow@gmail.com. They can email. You can always DM me a video. It's The Sarah Fraser Show everywhere.
Yeah.
TikTok, Instagram.
You know what? And roast me. Send me, go ahead and send your best schman insults.
Oh, people love you. I wish. Well, I'm looking for one.
It would be a very short roast.
You're like the Gandhi of this show. No one says anything negative about you.
They can't be wrong.
I'm waiting for, please. You know? Meanwhile, I'm the Ann Coulter, for God's sakes. And
if the shoe fits.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
More like the Kellyanne Conway.
I know. I'm not that crazy. Mm-hmm. Stop. I'm not that delusional. No, I'm very level-headed. I think most people are beginning to come around to me.
Yeah, most people who call themselves level-headed are not really level-headed. But anyways.
Such a lie. Mm-hmm. All right. No, I don't have anything else. Do you? Is there anything else on your mind?
No, nothing to promote.
All right. Always, roast us. Send us your jokes at The Sarah Fraser Show. We'll be back next week with more Wishman. Bye, everybody.
Bye.